Hello and welcome back to another episode of Your Drone Questions Answered. I'm John Dicko with the Drone Launch Academy, here to find the answers to your drone questions. And today I have Dusty Jolly. He's the community manager with the Drone Launch Academy. He also leads the Drone Launch Connect community. So Dusty, thanks for coming back and talking to me today.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me on.
Before we actually get into the question, Drone Launch Connect community, this is going to be a question that was actually submitted through that community. Tell us a little bit about that community and why it's so cool, it's so important.
Sure. You know, I feel like just as a drone pilot, it doesn't matter kind of where you are. A lot of times you're doing a lot of things by yourself. So I think it's important to get plugged into a community with some like-minded people, just no matter where you're at. It does help wherever you are in your journey. About a year and a half ago, we started Drone Launch Connect, which is an online network, just of drone pilots that are looking to improve their skills, network with other pilots, learn new things. So now we've got, I think, around 350 members worldwide. We're growing. The members got an online forum. We've got places that you can network, ask questions. We do every other week a live expert Q&A, to where I bring on an industry expert and the members get to come on and ask their questions directly to them. We do happy hours. We do a lot of live meetings each month, but it's a great place to come and just network, learn new things. We've got a lot of guys that are very focused on mapping and cinematography and real estate. A lot of people that are looking and getting started or just trying to grow their business. It's a great place to meet and network with other people.
That's excellent. Hey, how can someone be a part of this community?
Thanks for bringing that up. So we hosted a webinar this past week on that, had some technical difficulties getting this thing started, but we are running a current promo. So if you want to try out the community for just $1 for your first month, you can go to connect.dronelaunchacademy.com and that'll take you to our website. And if you use the promo code DLC community, that'll get you your first month for just $1. You can come in, try it out. We've got 20 plus workshops that you can come in and look at. All the live Q&As are recorded. So we've got over 32 recorded past expert Q&As you can come in and watch. So I think it's definitely worth coming in and trying out for $1.
Awesome. That promo code, that's a great opportunity to get involved. And it's funny too, because, you know, this is sure we're about to tackle a question that was submitted through the Drone Launch Connect community, but also I've found people who can actually answer questions on this podcast as well through that community. So it really is a pretty useful networking community to be a part of, especially if you kind of got your own personal goals around starting a business or making drones a part of your current business. There's some really great resources there.
You know, it's like where I'm at. I don't know a lot of other drone pilots. My wife doesn't really care to hear all the drone stories or anything. So it's just good to have a place to come and talk and stay motivated, sharing these stories and learning from other people.
Excellent. So the question of the day, how do you go about building your own FPV drone? Clearly there's kits out there, but what's involved? Is it hard? Why would someone want to do it? First question I have is to kind of recap here, refresh my memory. What is the difference between an FPV drone and a regular drone?
So the difference really in an FPV drone is the traditional DJI Mavic Phantom or something. You're going to be seeing that line of sight and just watching it. For the most part, you know, from wherever you're standing, some of the FPV drones can do this now, but for the most part, a lot of them don't have the GPS hold or the obstacle avoidance like you see with some of the line of sight drones. So DJI has come out with some newer FPV drones. So when you're flying an FPV drone, you are seeing first person view. So you're seeing exactly what that camera on that drone is seeing. So it feels like you're almost in the cockpit of that drone, which does give you a lot more control over it. It could be a lot more precise as far as where you're flying. Kind of getting into a little bit more of your question, I can get into why you would want to build your own FPV drone. But I think that for people who are wanting to get started, they have a little bit more options than I did when I first got into it. There wasn't a lot of ready to fly drones out there. So you kind of had to build your own, which took a long time. But right now, I think for anybody that wants to get into this, I do think the DJI Avata is a good drone to start off with. The reason I feel that way is because it almost kind of takes you in baby steps to getting into flying into what's called acro, or like a full manual mode, where you have full control over the roll of the yaw. I mean, you can make these do backflips, barrel rolls, whatever you want to do. But it's a very different way to fly than what you're traditionally used to with a line of sight drone. A lot of times with a line of sight drone, your throttle is always in the middle and you let go, it's going to stay there in the middle. The drone's going to sit still. With an FPV drone, you start off the throttle at zero, and then you're constantly adjusting the throttle as needed to maintain your altitude, whether you're returning or whatever you're doing. So it's a lot more involved, but man, it's a lot more fun too. I mean, you really do just feel like you're kind of in it. And so with the GPS hold and obstacle avoidance of the DJI Avata, I think it's a great drone. They're pretty durable. We got several members in the community that have them, crashed a couple. And I mean, for the most part, I think other than some ducts and propellers, that's really the only major damages that they've had. So that being said, once people kind of get into that and start to get a little bit more comfortable and figure out whether they do want to dive a little bit deeper into FPV drones, that's when I think that the advantage of learning to build your own comes into play. Mm-hmm. Because if anybody is going to get into flying FPV drones, what you're going to find is you're going to crash a lot more you know, nobody wants to crash a Phantom or a Mavic just because it's almost going to be total. It's very rare occasion that I crash one and nothing's happened to it. But FPV drones, you know, especially to kind of start learning and improving, you're going to end up just crashing. You know, I crashed all the time, just really trying to either learn new tricks or just do something new. That's where learning to build your own really helps. So typically every FPV drone, they're very similar as far as the components of a traditional drone as well. With an FPV drone, typically you've got a carbon fiber frame, then you've got an electronic speed controller and a flight controller. So sometimes those are two separate components, but a lot of times you can buy them into one component that's put together. You've got your motors, your propeller, and then you've got your video transmission system on, like your camera. So other than that, they're pretty straightforward as far as the components go. It does seem a little bit daunting at first when you first get into it, trying to understand. There's a lot out there if you kind of shop around. I would say that it is one of those things, if you really do want to get into it, it's worth it when you do crash these FPV drones. A lot of times you're not really, you might break an arm, you might break a propeller, but most of the time you don't do any significant damage to them. That's not, you know, to the point where you can't repair it. If you do break an arm, it's going to cost you maybe $5 or $7 to fix that. Motors are anywhere from $15 to $30. You know, electronics, as far as the flight controller and the electronic speed controller, your ESCs, those are going to be the more expensive components, but very rarely do you have one of those go out from a crash. Most of the time you can fry those when you're kind of building and putting them together. Because one of the things that you do need to learn is how to solder. And that is one of those things for people that don't have a lot of experience doing that is a little intimidating, but it is one of those things that it's kind of like anything else. Once you get in and start practicing and doing it, it gets very easy and you kind of see that there's nothing, you know, that hurdle that you saw in the beginning really wasn't as big as you thought it was going to be. And, you know, you'll crash these enough to where you're going to be soldering more than you'd ever want to sometimes. So it's definitely worth it. Hopefully I kind of answered some of the questions. I know I kind of skipped over a lot of that.
No, actually that was a very good overview of, and it seems to me almost like, you know, it's less about building your own drone. That's just more or less knowledge that you're collecting when it's time to perform maintenance on the drone.
Exactly. And the other advantage of that is, yeah, the Avada, like I really do think that's why I would say eventually to move away from the Avada is it's going to be one of those things I don't think you're necessarily going to be able to repair yourself like you would some of these home-built FPV drones. So it's a lot. I think now you could probably build one with a DJI air unit in it for probably $450 to $500. And then you've got to have your goggles and you've got to have a remote. Other than that, with the FPV drones, what's cool about them is a lot of people build different sizes. So I've got some that I fly inside primarily, then I've got some that, you know, are more freestyle drones that go live, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour. Once you kind of know how to build these drones, you can build multiple drones for different uses and not necessarily break the bank. And that way, if you know that you've kind of got a small fleet that can tackle different jobs, and it is fun to have some that you can fly inside, but it is fun to have something that can chase down a car as well.
And so if somebody wanted, they're going to build their own FPV drone. You mentioned Avada. Is that like just basically like a kit?
Avada is actually, it's a DJI drone. So it's something that actually you can probably go to Best Buy and buy one, but they have, I think the, just what they call their FPV drone. And I know that it was a little bit, there's a lot more people crashing those. It wasn't as durable as the Avada. At the end of the day, you're going to have a set of goggles and a remote. So, you know, you can buy that, I think, in a package with the Avada, or you can buy that separately. But the good thing is, once you've got that, that's something that you can use with any other FPV drone at this point. For anybody that's looking to get into it, I would say there is a website that I would recommend, fpvknowitall.com. The guy that owns that website, runs that website, is named Joshua Bardwell. And he has thousands of YouTube videos on just pretty much anything related to FPV that you could possibly think of. And he just finished, I think, a 12-part, maybe 14-part video series on how to learn how to fly FPV drones. And so it's step by step. And we've had him on as an expert Q&A guest on the community as well. So he is one of those guys that we'll have on that people would come on and talk to. But he's a great resource for learning the basics of getting in. And then I think he has a lot of links too as far as products on how to get started and the basic components you need. Here's a resource to the community and anybody that that wants to reach out to me as far as getting plugged in and flying FPV drones.
Awesome. Dusty, I really appreciate it. It seems like a real cool concept to me. I've never flown an FPV drone, but the idea of it, and it makes me feel like it's like stepping onto a ride instead of actually...
It is.
You know, so... Very cool. And hey, I really appreciate you coming on and kind of talking through not just the building, why somebody would want to build, but just sort of what is an FPV drone? Why would somebody want to fly one in the first place? And it's like this is something that's only going to become a bigger thing.
It's worth getting into. If you like flying drones, this will just kind of take it to the next level.
Cool. Well, Dusty, thank you again for jumping on here and talking FPV drones with me. Dusty Jolly, community manager, Drone Launch Academy. He also runs the Drone Launch Connect community. So check it out. Use the promo code earlier in this episode. Great place to network. Great place to get your questions answered. here on YDQA, but also just a great place to connect with other drone people and experts and people that can help you get to where you want to go when it comes to your own hobby or business pursuit. So Dusty, thanks again. And hey, if you got a drone question, please send it our way. We will find someone to answer the question. You can hop on to ydqa.io and we'll see your question there. Or like I said, Drone Launch Connect community, a great resource for getting questions answered and connecting with some pretty cool people in the drone community. Until then, we'll see you in the sky.